I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I have straightened up, well, actually, my wife and I straightened up the studio just a bit. I've got things set up differently, and I'm liking it pretty well. Yes. And I have a wireless mouse, which I'm quite happy about finding amongst all the things that I found as I was looking around through here. Anyway, cool stuff. So, as usual, I want to remind you that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. You know, this year, 2015, will be 10 years of podcasting and blogging and doing other interesting things on the interwebs. 10-year anniversary for the show. Now, technically, it will be in June. Yes. So, we'll do something special then for the 10th anniversary. But in the meantime, we do have a big show today. We have lots of stuff. Now, normally, I have to really try hard to find stuff, but today, dude, there's just stuff coming out my ears. Ew. Not that kind of stuff. Anyway, VLC, first item, VLC is having some issues with security. They actually have an exploit that they found in VLC that has not yet been patched, which is annoying, because I like VLC. It's my favorite media player. It plays audio, it plays video. It will almost cook your lunch, breakfast, something like that. Don't know if it does bacon and eggs. Anyway, I digress. The point is, I really like it. And I posted this earlier in the week, and somebody commented and said in their comment, ouch, it's my favorite media player also, since it will play pretty much anything in Linux. In Debian, Jesse, they have 2.2 in their repos, so that's a good thing. Anyway, I'm looking forward to them fixing this. I need them to fix it soon, because I don't like having insecure things on my PC. Elon Musk is in the news once again. You know, I was talking about that he was going to put up a series of satellites to have ubiquitous Wi-Fi, which I'm very much for. Well, now Google is buying into this plan. Google and Fidelity invest $1 billion in SpaceX and the satellite internet plan. Yes, this is from Ars Technica. And this is an update to their earlier story where they confirmed that that SpaceX had received $1 billion in funding from Google and Fidelity Investments. The two companies will together own slightly less than 10% of the company. This funding will be used to support continued innovation in the areas of space transport, reusability, and satellite manufacturing, SpaceX said in a short statement on its website. Now that's awesome, because the sooner they get up ubiquitous Wi-Fi in the hole surrounding the entire planet, I will be very, very happy. Yes. And now, whoa! Whoa, Fred, that's early in the show. Fred, of course, is my imaginary friend, Fred, who likes to play the Geek Software of the Week drum roll and apparently is anxious to get it done. Yes, well, you do it so well. He's so modest, too. Anyway, this Geek Software of the Week. Now, the Geek Software of the Weeks of late have not been primo, shall we say. This one is really good. This one I have a great deal of confidence in. This is called the Linux Live USB Creator. And the whole idea is here, if you want to test different distros of Linux by putting them on a USB stick, plugging them into your computer, and setting your computer. Now, here's the key. You got to set your computer BIOS to allow booting off the USB. Once that's done, then these various distros that are available through the Linux Live USB Creator can be bootified. I know, I make up words. I'm a neologian. By the way, I have ice left over from lunch today. Today, of course, being Sunday. And I went out to lunch after church and I got tea. My good old black tea, you know, what's regular tea that you usually get in a restaurant. But it is flavored with stevia. Ah, I know it's just ice. I already drank all the tea. Anyway, it's my favorite. So the USB Live, Linux Live USB converter, I kind of switched it around. Anyway, it is awesome. It's free. It's open source. It is software for Windows only. It's been built with simplicity in mind and can be used by anyone, even me. Yes. All you have to do is pick up a Linux in the list and give it a try. So you install the software, you pick a Linux version. It's my phone going off again, making little beepy noises. And you pick a Linux version and you install it onto the USB drive and goodness. Also, on the blog, I have a link to a video on the old YouTube, which is a sneak peek on the Windows 10 experience for PCs. In it, they have high points of the thing that they had this past week for Windows 10, where Microsoft announced and talked about Windows 10. Here are the high points of the event. Windows 10 will be free for Windows 7 and up or higher version systems for the first year. So you have a year to get it free. I would do that. Okay, so basically they're trying to get everybody to get up to speed. You know what I'm saying? So if you have Windows 7, if you have Windows 8, if you have Windows 8.1, then you can get Windows 10. Yeah, I know they skipped 9. Free. So that's pretty cool. It has Cortana built in, and Cortana can help you with your email, your scheduling, etc. Cortana will come up and go, hello, you have an event you need to go to. Which, you know, might be a little annoying. But hey, it's Cortana, so, you know, I'll cut her some slack. Anyway, Xbox Experience is a thing in there that allows game DVR. That was the thing that I heard that was most interesting to me. My phone keeps going dingle. I'm sorry for the dingling. Game DVR allows you to basically record like a DVR your games as you play them and then share them to others. That's pretty cool. Sharing, and you could also share screens across the LAN. So let's say that you have a main super powerful computer that you normally game on, but your parents, let's say you're, you know, a young person, your parents want to watch something else on the old computer. Well, you can game and put your display on another computer. Pretty cool. So screen sharing. It also has the Spartan browser, which we've talked about a little bit. The Spartan browser is basically a, you know, slimmed down browser, which anything is better than Internet Explorer. I don't care what it is. It's better than Internet Explorer. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I am looking forward to at least looking at the Spartan browser because one of the things you can do with it is if you have a web site up or whatever, you can write on the screen. And then you can save what you've done, like if you annotate it. Check this out. Whoa, this is cool. You know, whatever you want to write on the screen, you can do that. That's pretty cool. And then they introduced the HoloLens 3D holographic display headset with gesture recognition and object display, which is a joint effort with JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Now, that's very cool. And I have an article that goes into a little bit more detail about that. Where, this is from CNET, Nick Stat wrote this article. My phone is just going crazy with the dingles. Sorry, it's right there close to the microphone, so it probably sounds like it's just going crazy. Anyway, Microsoft has a vision for the future. It involves terms and technology straight out of science fiction. But are we actually glimpsing the future? Yes and no. Microsoft's HoloLens, which the company unveiled at its Redmond, Washington headquarters on Wednesday, is a sleek, futuristic headset with transparent lenses. You can see the world around you, but suddenly that world is transformed. Transformers. Just had to. With 3D objects floating in midair, virtual screens on the wall, and your living room covered in virtual characters running amok. Are you doing that, Fred? Are you making my phone dingle just to give me a hard time? Speaking of characters running amok. Yeesh. You know, these imaginary friends. You know, it's going to get to the point that I'll be able to put these glasses on and see Fred. For real. Maybe not. But it's a thought. Anyway, this sounds cool, though. I'm kind of jazzed about it. You know, I mean, it's hard to get jazzed about a Microsoft product. I'm sorry. But HoloLens sounds like it might be something I want to play with. Because I like new technology, and I like playing with the new tech. That's one reason I got so excited about the quadcopter, video quadcopter that I got at Christmas. Because it's cool, and it's techy, and it has video, and wow. Dude. Anyway, that was fun. If you didn't see my quadcopter, go back a few episodes of the Netcast, and I have video of my adventuring with it and crashing it into trees. Trees apparently like to eat quadcopters. They attract them and eat them. But anyway, fortunately the quadcopter was stout enough to survive such things. Anyway, so Google Fiber may be coming to good old North Carolina. Now, Google Fiber is cool because it gives you gigabit internet. Of course. I already have gigabit internet because I'm Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. What do you expect? No, because North State is awesome and has fiber optic right to my house. Matter of fact, it ties in right back there. Fiber optic, dude. Ha ha ha. I know I shouldn't be so giddy about it, but I am. I have fiber optic gigabit internet, and you don't. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. Anyway, Google Fiber. Okay, now I'm getting annoyed. No, I'm not going to answer the phone. And as a matter of fact, not only am I not going to answer the phone, I'm going to... Hold on. I've got to get into my phone. My phone is secured now because... There. I turned off the sound, which is what I should have done in the first place. I'm sure the Game Master is hearing me say that and go, well, duh. Anyway, I can't help it. I normally don't get called or beeped or things of that nature very much. And so, you know, I'm not planning on it. Anyway, point is... That, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Google Fiber. Gigabit Internet Google Fiber. It may be coming to North Carolina. And by that, I mean Charlotte and Raleigh. Like that's the only places in North Carolina. You know what I mean? What about High Point? Now, the thing is, I've got North State. I've got fiber optic. I've got gigabit. I'm good. But the rest of North Carolina needs full-blown gigabit fiber internet. And it's apparently only coming to Raleigh and Charlotte. Maybe. Maybe. This has been announced as a maybe. But we'll see. Next item. Boy, I really got thrown off my groove. I'm sorry, you've thrown the computer curmudgeon off his groove. Anyway, more info on the Voodoo Stick release. The Voodoo Stick, I know that sounds like something out of an old movie. You know, yes, the Voodoo Stick. No, it's not that. No, it is Voodoo, V-U-D-U, Voodoo, which is a company from which you can rent and purchase movies by, you know, over the interwebs. Yes. But so they have gone in together with Walmart to produce the HDMI streaming stick called the Voodoo Streaming Stick. Yes, but what makes it so cool is that it does Chromebook-like, Chrome Stick-like things, Chromecast-like things. I'll get it right if I keep trying. And yet it's only $25, so it's $10 cheaper. Actually, a little more than $10 cheaper than a Chromecast. So, dude, here are a few more details about the Spark. Straight from Voodoo.com. It's an HDMI streaming stick with a controlled and dedicated remote control and powered via USB. It looks like Walmart is only putting a USB cable but no power adapter in the box, so Spark owners will either have to use their TV's USB port to power the device or supply their own adapter. What do you expect for $25? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, connectivity is provided by 802.11bgn 2.4 GHz Wi-Fi, and it supports video resolutions up to 1080p with 7.1 surround sound. Surround sound. Yes. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, it says it's very much a one-trick pony. The user manual reveals that it only comes with the Voodoo app preloaded, and there's no mention of any way to load additional apps. So it's already not as good as a Chromecast. Just saying. But it's $25, so, you know, there's that. Next and last item, Microsoft is buying an open source company. What? This is a company called Revolution Analytics that has developed an open source programming language called R. I know if you're a pirate, you'll fit right in. R. R, mateys. Anyway, it's a programming language designed to be a data analysis tool, and it's widely used already by academics and corporate data scientists. But Microsoft's buying the company. Microsoft is buying into open source. The end of the world is truly nigh. I remember when Bill Gates said that Linux was a cancer upon the computing world. And open source pretty much the same. My hair just keeps flopping in my forehead. I don't like that. On it, not in it. Accuracy. We strive for accuracy here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. Well, we do, Fred. I'm sorry. I didn't say I achieve it. I say we strive for it. There's a difference. Yes. Anyway, R, I like it. It represents the company, that is reflecting the wider interest of the company in data science, and I would say also a wider interest in open source. I think the people that are now at the top of Microsoft do not believe that open source is the scourge upon computing that Bill Gates thought it was. And probably Ballmer, too. Anyway, they're both gone. So, now we have people that may have some lick of sense. Just saying. Anyway, pretty cool stuff. I'm waiting to see, will Microsoft completely destroy this company and close source their programming language, or will they leave it open source? And if they do, I'll be very, very surprised, shocked, and maybe even a little dismayed, because the world will have turned in a very strange direction. But that's okay, because I'm still pro-open source, even though I'm not very much pro-Microsoft, I'm pro-open source. Friend of mine at work, Jim Bob, not his real name, yes, I know, I've told you about him before. Anyway, Jim Bob says, I don't know why you come down on Microsoft so hard. You've been employed using Microsoft products for all these years. Well, yes. I'm kind of like the old boxer that talked to Howard Cosell once. Boxing has been very good to me, Howard, he said after having been hit in the head so much he's punch drunk. Well, Microsoft's hit me in the head a lot, too. I know, that does explain a lot, doesn't it, Fred? Anyway, but they have been very good to me, professionally speaking. I've done Microsoft stuff as well as Linux. I prefer Linux. For the openness and the open sourciness. Yes, I know, that's a word too. And such is that. But Microsoft, yes, well, I gave it to Jim Bob. I said, well, you know, Jim Bob, you're right. They have been pretty good to me, but they're still a bunch of evil dudes. Just saying. There you go. You can quote me. Anyway, Jim Bob, of course, has drunk the Kool-Aid. I've mentioned that before. He's drunk the Kool-Aid so much his lips are permanently purple from the Kool-Aid that he's drunken upon. Anyway, join us next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto.